You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah. I'ma bust it down on a free bitch. I'm a free bitch. It's a good show. You can see shit. Ain't no peeping. Ain't no free
bitch. Ain't no free shit. I don't want your tongue changed. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bravo Should Be Fun. I'm one of your hosts, Micah.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Alex.
And we're here for your weekly Bravo group chat. Ladies, how are we doing?
Amazing.
Recovering from Monday.
Yeah, you guys. How's the emotional trauma?
When all of the bombs dropped?
They did. I want to get into that in a minute. But first, I always like to see what's happening in the real world, aka us. Alex, how's your week going besides deep diving into conspiracy theories?
I mean, they're not conspiracy theories, all of them. Some might be true, guys.
I completely understand.
I'm a believer.
I felt a little attacked after I had just dissed the moon landing to you guys. And then the whole Summer House episode was about aliens.
Oh my God.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
But Craig wasn't there this episode. So I think he's on my side with us.
I know. What a miss. That was such a missed opportunity.
Right?
Yeah, they should have waited for Craig. Tinfoil hat and all.
Exactly.
I'm very disappointed in their timing.
And they had Danielle in the tinfoil hat, and she was the one dissing Craig.
Right?
Yeah. Not necessarily Craig, but anyway, for reals though, anything else besides deep diving into conspiracy theories this week? I'm being so mean. Sorry. I love you.
I mean, I could get into the Diddy stuff, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, I can barely keep up with that myself, but I'm glad that you're staying informed and on top of it.
You're our correspondent. You're our Diddy correspondent. Please, Alex.
I'm out on the streets interviewing
abreast.
People.
Yeah.
Are you a victim of Diddy? Have you been Diddy? Yeah. What their new number is.
Right? We should just get everybody and then refer them.
You brought up a good point, Alex, that like we haven't seen any arrests yet, probably because he's cooperating with the government or else he would be throwing his ass in jail.
Or they're just in discovery right now, like trying to find evidence. I mean, you can, I think, suspect and then go through all their stuff and get a warrant and do all of that. But I think you have to have a charge.
Like, I thought you had to have your ducks in a row before you go raid someone's house.
That's what I thought, too.
I think you can, like, raid anyone's house as long as you have a warrant within reason.
Really?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is I can call on my neighbors and say that there's some shady shit going on and have them raided.
Yeah, maybe.
Just for funsies. I mean, I suspect it. They're weird.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good enough reason in the eyes of the law, but it's worth a shot. You should, like, do it and then report back.
Okay.
See what happens.
Don't tell me with a good time.
See what else is, what can come from this? It could be amazing. Liz, what about you? What's new this week?
Well, let's see. Just inundated by Western boots, Western wear at work. Not Western wear, but Western boots is like what everyone's obsessed with right now. I know you guys aren't huge Taylor Swift fans, but she's dropping her album like about right now, I think.
I've changed my tune. I've become a Swiftie now.
You have?
Yeah.
See, I'm not an early Swiftie. I like Midnights and a couple of songs on Lover, and that's really it.
I like whatever my tween tells me to like because she's cooler than me. So she's into Taylor Swift right now. Therefore, so am I.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a listen after this, see if there are any lullabies to lull me to sleep. And excited for our New York trip.
I'm so excited.
We're all going.
Oh, yeah.
So pumped.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. I mean, these fly by, these spring days. But yeah, other than that, just like Bravo, like it's enough. Bravo's taken over my life this week. This is the first time since the Obama administration that we have not had Housewives on our screen since Potomac is aired its final reunion part on Sunday. Which is wild, like Obama.
I thought that was, like, what are they doing? Why do they stagger them all so much and then just stop and play them all at once?
There must have been some franchise that was rushed or something. Because, I mean, the next one is Jersey, which I'm frankly not really that excited about.
No.
To be honest.
You know, I say that every year and I see the trailer and then I'm like, hell yeah.
Well, But then I heard after this season, they're going to clean house with Jersey. This is like their farewell season, apparently.
They Sweet. Have to.
Rumors saying.
Rumors and nastiness.
Rumors and nastiness.
The daughters replaced Teresa.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Well, okay. Let's just get into the hot goss that's going on. I'm sorry I said hot goss. I actually hate that term.
No, I like it when people say hot goss.
I actually like that.
What's the hot goss? I could see why everybody hates it, but I like it.
Well, I mean, obviously, so many of these are verified. There was Teresa meeting Teresa at Coachella. Like, she was in the artist section, which is like the VIP. You mean
Teresa
like,
met Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yes, yeah, sorry.
Maybe she was so high, Teresa met Teresa.
Right.
Do you think that Teresa understands that Taylor Swift is a bigger star than she is? Do you think that registered for her or no?
I think she does because her daughters, I'm sure, are obsessed with Taylor Swift. I think that's the only reason. I don't think Taylor Swift has any clue who Teresa is. I really don't think she watches Jersey.
But that doesn't mean that Teresa in her little mind isn't going to think I'm a bigger star because my daughters are the ones. My daughters make her famous.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, which I never do. I never
She's
ever
She's probably running around Jersey being like, Taylor Swift wanted to take a picture with me.
I heard all of her daughters were at Coachella with her, which is kind of funny. Like, there were Melania sightings.
I would never go to Coachella with my mom. No offense.
Portia Umansky sightings. Like, all these kids are going to be
What is
up.
A 14-year-old doing at the goddamn Coachella?
I know.
Doesn't she have a bedtime?
Yeah, that's probably a bad call.
Taylor Swift dancing to her song Cruel Summer, which was being mixed by DJ James Kennedy
at Neon
Carnival, I believe.
Okay, so listen, we've got two pieces of evidence here that show that Taylor Swift is a Bravo fan.
Ooh, that's true.
I mean, not necessarily. I think these were just coincidences, honestly, because he was DJing a pretty big set.
You're wrong, because all the Swifties should come and listen to us because we're pro Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift loves Bravo.
Oh,
these
yes,
are her
well.
Easter eggs. She's dropping them everywhere.
I see you're doing some SEO stuff in here.
Taylor Swift's new album? What? Just kidding.
Okay, and then Crystal Minkoff is leaving Beverly Hills. I couldn't tell if this was a firing or like her contract was just not renewed, which is a firing, or her leaving, because she was mixing it up, and she of all people has potential. Like, we were talking about how she's rich enough to show off the shit, you know, she's buying like Hermes bags that are 100k. like, we want to see more of that, but
I'm going I with guess they felt like left on time. Her own. Yeah, no, I'm going with she left on her own accord simply because her husband, Rob Minkoff, tweeted after it was like out in the public. He said, oh, I can't believe we won't be back because I was ready to bring it next year or something funny like that.
I know.
I love him for that.
Sometimes the best comments are the shortest, like the shortest and sweetest with like no, just deadpan also.
I just love that, Rob Minkoff.
Well, we're getting another Minkoff, though, on our screens. Rebecca Minkoff, the designer.
Doesn't Rebecca Minkoff do the purses and shit?
She is a designer. So she's going to be joining Roni in some capacity. I don't think it's confirmed whether she's friend of or like main cast member.
I kind of have a funny story about her. If she's the purse lady, I had an ex cheat on me. And I was like, I'll go back to you if you buy me a Chanel. And he bought me a Rebecca Minkoff and I made him return it.
And you broke up with him, right?
Yeah, we didn't get back together.
Right? That's not Chanel. Duh.
And I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh God, core memories.
Did he think that you couldn't read the label or something?
Like, he was like, the lady said it's the next big thing. And I was like, you're so full of it. Like, you're just being cheap.
I don't have any of her purses, but I have heard she has some good shit.
Yeah, I always see it and think it's cute. Not enough for me to like buy it over a bunch of other stuff, but no shade.
Yeah. For some reason, I associate her with Betsy Johnson, because in college, I was obsessed with Betsy Johnson. And for some reason, I'm like the little flowers. Oh, I loved Betsy Johnson. You don't see her. Me too.
She was so great. Remember like her fashion shows? She'd be like cartwheeling down the stage and shit. It was so awesome. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, that just reminded me. She was on a show recently and I can't remember what it was. I'll think of it and send it to you guys. I feel like it was something on Netflix.
Ooh, we must know.
Like a real estate show possibly where we saw her house and it wasn't as crazy as you might think.
Buying Beverly Hills or whatever Mauricio's is?
No, because I didn't start watching that. I want to say possibly it was on Selling Sunset, but I'll research and get back to you guys.
Okay, good.
Because she was very like, she was kind of toned down and you expect her to be wild, but anywho.
She's getting on up there too.
Yeah, I think. Right. She is.
She's like Vera Wang, but she looks great.
But anyway, back to Rebecca Minkoff. Yes, she is, I believe, is a Scientologist.
What?
I don't. Yeah.
Oh.
Rebecca Minkoff is into Scientology.
I got a million questions.
That's where I have a problem with her.
Has she seen Shelly Miscavige?
I don't think I've told you guys this, but in St. Louis, we do have a Church of Scientology here in like a neighboring area neighborhood near me, and my friend wanted to go look in the building because it's a really cool building and it's like an older building, and she thought we could just waltz in there and walk around and, you know, view, look at stuff, but nope, we were stopped immediately, and she was trying to scoot away, but they were trying to get us to like take surveys, and like I was like, nope, don't give them your name. I know. Yeah, she wanted to like give our info, like sign in.
Oh, I don't do that.
I didn't.
That's when they start collecting information.
You should have put your biggest enemy's name.
I know, I should have.
Oh my God, that's so smart.
I mean, it was just creepy, honestly, because you could see all the testing machines in there. Like, you know how they like hook you up to the machines and.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, it looks like the two tin cans or whatever with like the string connecting them.
Oh, I thought it looked like those earthquake machines, like the ones that like do the little, or like a lie detector.
Yeah, where it's like it zaps you or whatever.
I don't know. And it was that was a while ago, so my memory isn't what it was.
No, they hold up these two cans, right?
It's been a minute since I watched Going Clear.
Yeah, Going Clear. Oh, and then Jen and Ryan from OC, the other Jen and Ryan, got engaged. Apparently it's on the show, which I'm not. I mean, she's nice. I think he's a douche, like capital D douche. But, you know, agreed. I guess we're subjected to him again.
Something must be wrong with her to choose him. So I don't know what it is yet. She seems nice, but like, ew. And he clearly cheated on her.
Okay, the biggest bombshell, I think, of the week was Alexia and Todd. I was shocked by that.
I bet Adriana DeMora wasn't. Oh, I bet she's not surprised at all.
I don't know why. I kind of thought that, like, because they were together for 6 years before they got married. And then only 2 years married.
It was when he did that stupid, like, 7 or 9 minute apology.
Yeah,
I know.
To Anthony, I think that's when Alexia got the ick.
Well, but he filed. She didn't get the ick.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter.
I know.
It could just be like, I don't know, maybe he had a lawyer first or something. It really doesn't matter, but she just might have been done.
Did they have a prenup?
They did a prenup. They both did, yeah. Also, someone mentioned this, so I can't take credit for it, but this makes a lot more sense why he didn't want to buy a house now. If he was thinking, maybe this isn't gonna work out for us, you know?
Well, so I don't even know about that. I think that Todd was embarrassed and trying to hide, because I know they say that their spot got sold or whatever and you have to move or whatever, but I don't know. Who knows what's really going on? And he is he's in real estate, but he says buying real estate's a bad call. That's just not true. And he would not help her with the apartment search or looking or anything. He really just wouldn't help her, maybe because he knew he was going to bounce out. But also maybe his finances weren't that great. And he's like, oh, you just take care of it.
Yeah.
Just use your stuff. We'll qualify for enough on your, you know, whatever you're making, blah, blah, blah. Off I go on my kid's trip. That's just a theory.
Well, him dipping out, in the words of Sandoval, on multiple cast events this season did show like signs of, you know, he didn't show up for a couple things where like the husbands were.
He didn't show up to the party at his own damn house.
The party that she hosted, right?
Wasn't that where Adriana said, and when he was in the lobby, she saw him and he was saying something about like they're not working out or on the nose.
Right. You know, Adriana gives me a little bit of Kristen Doty energy.
Oh, God.
Like, I think that, yeah, maybe she hears some stuff and she just might bend it, but she's not going to pull it out of thin air just to be like malicious. I bet you she heard rumblings and just kind of went with it. So I think Adriana
did. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I see that. I thought for some reason I heard Alexia when you're comparing her to Kristen Doty.
Oh, maybe I said it on accident. But
no.
Yeah.
No, but I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, not a liar, but like...
There's something. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. She's no problem telling everybody else's business.
So now all these ladies are single again. I bet Lisa and Jody aren't going to be lasting much longer. Oh, and apparently Larsa and Marcus are back together. Alex, you sent that to us.
They are? I didn't even open that one.
I didn't either. I just read later. Because all I saw was her ass, and I didn't want to look at her ass. In that picture,
it wasn't even like a fully loaded picture. Whoever put up that Instagram that I sent, I was just like, they didn't even bother to wait for the picture to load. Everyone's sick of this
shit.
Oh
my God, that's funny. Oh, and Robin officially fired from Potomac. Yay. Also, NECA fired, which is kind of stone cold because she barely got a chance, you know.
Was Wendy fired or no?
I didn't see anything about that. I know there were rumblings, but this was like confirmed.
And Candace is pregnant. Yay.
And
it's so cute.
She's off the show. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But still, yay for Candace.
We have Karen, Giselle, Wendy, Ashley.
If she's honest with the DUI, I'll let her stay.
Oh, yeah. She has to be. Yeah. Kern.
She's going to spin it for sure.
Exactly. Has to. Yeah, so what do you guys say we get into Summer House unless we have any more gossip-related items?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't stay on top of all the gossip. It was too much for me to handle.
I mean, there was so much. I think that's, you know, that's all we got. I kind of loved this party in Summer House. Like, it was obviously just so much crap from Amazon, but it was a funny theme. Like, the alien, when West dressed up in that alien costume, I died. Like, that was
so funny.
Fucking funny.
Before we get into the party, though, can we like rewind a little bit and go back to the first night?
Yes.
Because the whole group went out and it actually looks like they went out somewhere that was apparently pretty fun. The whole cast came home blasted, like completely blasted.
I was going to say, we never get shots of them in the club like that. Like, where was this place and why aren't they going back there every time where they can obviously got permission to record?
Yep. And they, you know, try to kind of grill West on how he feels about Sierra.
I know.
Summertime.
It's like they're both putting a lot of pressure on it, but it's like from outside, you know, like so many people are asking them about it. And it's just like, I understand West's frustration, obviously, but I'm almost positive they're not together right now. Just especially based on
I don't get the vibe.
Talking like on Watch What Happens Live tonight. The way she was talking seemed like past tense.
I feel like Sierra needs to hear from Wes, okay, you're my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do this.
Which we see next week. He does that.
Apparently, but we don't see the aftermath. But I think Wes needs to know, you know, if he's into her enough to keep her around after summer. Like, I know that's not a very eloquent way to put that.
Right.
I think that's what he needs. And he's not really going to know until they hook up. So they're both sort of damned if they do, damned if they don't.
I know. Also, like, she got signed to the agency, which honestly, I had already assumed she was with an agency for some reason.
Right.
I didn't realize this was, like, the first agency she was signing with. If she's going to be traveling a ton and, like, away on shoots for, like, months at a time.
Do modeling shoots really take months at a time?
No, they don't. But I don't know, like, I mean, it could be, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been a part of shoots that are months at a time, so.
I think that man, the manager, was just saying, hey, relationships don't always go well here. I bet it's a lot of jealous dudes if there is any traveling or whatever at all, not necessarily long or whatever.
I think he just wants to, I honestly think West isn't like, I mean, he's not a relationship guy. He admitted it himself that, like, he's more likely than not been in a relationship, and it had been like 8 months or 8 years that he hadn't been in one. So,
okay.
And he's also
then he was on Watch What Happens Live. And I got a little worried because he did say like, oh, do you talk to any Bravo loves or whatever? Oh, you met all these people. Like, who are you friends with outside of Summer House? And he was like, oh, you know, we met the cast of Martha's Vineyard and I met Jordan.
Yeah.
We still keep in touch. Like, we're cool. And yeah. I was like, no, because everybody's so obsessed with Jordan who meets her.
I know. I mean, that was weird that he called it out like that. I mean, it didn't feel disrespectful, honestly.
I didn't think it felt disrespectful per se. It just felt like, to me, it rang alarm bells because people gravitate towards her. Like, we watched, you know, Danielle with that one guy.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I mean, yeah.
She spiraled gorgeous. And he was really into Jordan. And then the guy from Shaw's also into Jordan, you know.
Shaw's.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
The guy from Shaw's.
As Winterhouse.
Brian?
Oh, Brian Benny. Yeah. No.
The Florida
he's from
guy.
Family Karma.
Oh. I knew what
yeah,
you meant.
Yeah. Brian Benny was from Family Karma, not Shaw's of Sunset.
Oh, whatever. I actually didn't watch either one of those and I really want to. So
I started watching Shaw's of Sunset this past week because it's on Peacock along with all of the other
that show is wild
great shows.
Shaw's was
NYC Prep.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch NYC Prep and Gallery Girls back in the day?
No, I never watched those.
Because you gotta run, don't walk to watch those. Because NYC Prep was like the reality version of Gossip Girl. All these kids living
in
Lord. New York. Yeah.
Except for Tinsley's reality TV show. And she was Gossip. Like, that show was based off of her.
That was on the CW or the WB at the time. I remember that.
Wait, what?
I remember that. I don't remember what it was called, but I do remember that it was like really low budget. I remember.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
That was like 2010. I remember in my first apartment watching it. I definitely remember that.
Yeah, I don't think I finished it, but I just watched her like friend get he like worked so hard to get a hold of his trust money.
Oh yeah.
It's like, dude,
yes.
You're too young for this.
I know.
He gets his trust money and blows it at like the plaza or somewhere crazy. And he's like getting bubble baths and has his own butler. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, if you keep doing, like, it just goes so fast. Like, I know you have a lot of money, but that's how you hear about rich people losing everything, you know, and getting broke.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
Okay, back to Summer House. I get the ick every time Danielle talks about how much sex she's having. Sorry, I said it.
I know.
Same.
I'm just like, keep it in your pants, Danielle. Like, she's just trying to be too, like, raunchy or, like, just too trying to be like that girl, like, yeah, I got laid, you know?
She's a pick me. She's trying to be a pick me cool girl.
That's how Lala comes off to me when she talks about that.
God, squirting with the Don.
Ew.
like, no, thank you.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll never say that word again.
Yeah, I'm upset now. Oh, no. But yeah, no, Danielle saying like, oh, I don't kiss and tell. But we had sex or whatever.
I don't kiss and tell, but I got banged.
I know, like, how, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, must you be so graphic?
Vulgar.
Can't you just kind of sit around? Yeah, vulgar. Not even, it wasn't even like that vulgar, but just like, be cool.
Don't be all uncool.
Don't be uncool.
don't be all uncool. I just, thank you, ladies. I just can't imagine like a dude saying that, like, no, I don't kiss and tell, but I banged her. You know, it's just like.
I feel like Jesse Solomon saying that as a joke, but like, it might actually be funny if he did it. Yeah. I guess it's a double standard, but I mean, Danielle comes with a lot of baggage.
No, I think it sounds dumb coming from both men and women.
Well, yeah, it sounds dumb.
She could just say we hooked up.
Right.
That sounds better to me.
Also, why not just say like, oh yeah, I met a guy and we hung out and it was fun. Like, why do we have to ruin the mystery and brag?
Like, she wants it to be known to, I'm sure Robert, you know, I'm sure he might watch this show, that she gets fucked.
Yeah, but like, leave something to the man's mystery because that makes it so much harder for Robert. Instead, it's just like, yeah, bang this dude and some drummer and on and on and on.
Right, like, we don't give a fuck that he's a drummer. Like, we won't care if he's a guitarist.
I don't care if he works at the goddamn circus.
Literally, Danielle has no couth. That's the, like, bottom line.
Yes. That is the perfect word for it.
Agreed. I just feel like if you're trying to, like, make yourself look better, if you want to prove yourself against your ex, or, yeah, you know, prove to Carl and Lindsay, like, I could bang, or that guy she liked on Winter House. I don't even remember who it was.
Alex.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. From Below Deck. I totally forgot.
Yeah. He looks like a pirate.
She just wants to prove, like, I'm so cool and boys pick me. And
she just wants to prove she's bangable, basically. The guys want her.
Have you guys seen the subreddit, I Have Sex?
No, but I've heard of it.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah.
She's the epitome of that. It's,
oh, my God. You're,
like,
so right. That is such a good
who
call.
Who was that other guy on Summer House? Was his name Jordan when he was like, oh, yeah, I had a bunch of sex and, like, was saying all this weird shit. And then everyone was like, are you a virgin?
Jordan from season 3, he was like Hinge's most eligible bachelor.
Yeah.
Then they all suspected he was a virgin.
I loved his, like, American Psycho, like, yeah, morning, yeah, routine.
Yeah. It was like, I wake up at 6 a.m. I do 20 laps in the pool. Then I exfoliate. Then I do, mm-hmm, 50 reps of triceps. Then
I do my deep moisturizing mask.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like,
so funny. Like, I have to look perfect. That's totally what that guy was giving.
Also, this whole Paige, Danielle, Kyle thing. Like, Danielle, I actually didn't really realize this until this scene, an episode of, like, Danielle really does want to tell other people about themselves.
You think, you know, Danielle was trying to tell other people who they are?
Yeah, she was trying to tell Paige, like, you're not giving Craig anything. You're just stringing him along. Like, she thinks she has the read on every single person's situation. And,
oh my God, all
balls are on the mantle.
Yeah, all the serious relationships. Oh my God, she's so ridiculous. Like, what place she thinks that she has.
Yeah.
This is just like Carl and Lindsay all over again from last summer.
Right.
And I just don't know where she gets off thinking, like, okay, this is okay to talk to Paige and tell her she's not doing enough for her boyfriend. That is such a bullshit thing to say, first of all. And second of all,
she's friends with them.
This doesn't even make sense. Like, she doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Well, okay, I will say, I'll give her the credit that obviously Carl and Lindsay are not together now, so she did kind of read that for what it was. She was friends with them, though. Like, she was best friends.
No, her whole thing was that she wasn't told about the engagement or something. It was so stupid.
Yeah, she was upset and thought they were going too fast, which in hindsight, they probably were. I mean, they shouldn't have been together at all. That was the bottom line. But with Craig, with Craig, which kind of is their name combined, so it works.
Oh my God, can that be their new name?
Craig. I've seen it written that way.
Craig. It's all the Craig.
It's all the Craig.
So,
right now,
like, Danielle is not even around them to tell them what they are like, you know?
Yeah. And she has no idea what Paige is sacrificing for Craig and vice versa. Like,
I honestly,
just shut up.
I could see Craig making it all the way, honestly. I think,
oh my God, me too. They're so
so
cute.
Much is storyline driven for them. They're wealthy enough to be living in two cities.
Yeah, exactly. Like, good for them. I would do the same if I could. My thinking with those two is Craig did say, oh yeah, there's always a possibility of it not working out, but that means Craig has evolved and learned, and I don't have to have my heart set on a specific outcome in order to love Paige and appreciate this relationship and take it very seriously.
And also, life just happens, you know, like, you know, your
right.
person could die tomorrow and you have to keep on living. So, you know, you still have to stand in your own, on your own 2 feet.
Right. Right.
I think he has really evolved. It's pretty wild. I might need to do a Southern Charm rewatch next.
And those two, Craig and Paige, are, like, so able to bring out the best in each other. I really do think so. I think they're adorable. And I think that they're able to do that because they're so okay with themselves. And they know they're going to be okay no matter what. Like, even if it hurts, like, we'll all be okay. But it's, like, clear. Some people just can't see that.
I really think it's him not drinking hard liquor and, you know, doing that for himself and for her really made a huge difference, honestly.
I'm sure it's like something that evolves over time, but yeah, I'm sure stuff like that can give it like a big leap forward, certainly.
Like, he's just not an asshole anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's very likable.
This whole like balloon boy Joe is kind of annoying. I mean, this guy is like, what, from Jersey or Staten Island and like blows up balloons. But like Lindsay's.
Yeah, but did you see him? He was pretty cute.
He was cute, sure. I mean, Danielle, at this point, Danielle will flirt with anything with a penis. So, you know, I don't.
Yeah, she will. She likes the attention.
I kind of love that Gabby's just sort of like, she's not trying to, you know, she has the standards, you know, she's not going to go compete with Danielle, who is just going to like flirt with anything.
Gabby's not. Yeah, no, I agree. I did like Lindsay's scheming, though. I thought it was pretty funny and like a good looking out girl. Like, thanks, because she definitely got balloons for this party just to get Balloon Joe there.
I know.
For her girlfriends, because he is attractive.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
And single.
She also was looking at him, too, and pissed off at Carl. I mean, it's bad when the guy that's blowing up balloons has a job.
I don't think you guys are crazy. No, she doesn't.
I just hate this stupid argument because, like, they all are getting paid for being on Summer House. It's not like no money is coming in. Like, this, like, yes, he doesn't have a 9-to-5 and he doesn't have a company. Like, he could.
Like,
but they do. He does sponsors probably, or like sponsored ads and shit.
He absolutely does. So
yeah, so it's not like he's flat broke.
I guess I can understand, like, Lindsay is not, like, she's not just making this up. He does seem to lack motivation, for sure. He's resting on this easy job of being on a reality show.
Right. And I think Loverboy would be great. I mean, he definitely, like you guys said, he was given that job.
Right.
You know, even though he had problems and
yeah,
he is the one who quit. So do you guys remember, why did he quit in the first place? He wasn't getting compensated like he thought?
Well, because I think Lindsay was putting in his ear that, like, you're going to these events and you're not getting paid and blah, 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 blah. And I think he was making like a perfectly fine six-figure salary, but also wasn't like showing up to meetings. So it was kind of like, you know, I think he was quiet quitting that job. Because Lindsay was getting in his head that he should have been making more money when he wasn't really doing an adequate job as it was.
Right.
That's how I took it. Yeah.
I just couldn't remember. But I think the non-alcoholic brand would be great for him.
Yeah, I think he is doing that now. We've seen him in ads and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure the quiet quitting in part had a lot to do with doing these events with Loverboy. And he's dry.
We, you know, really haven't seen another man get this many chances at jobs, though.
A meteorologist. That's the only other. A meteorologist is the only other person that can be that wrong at their job.
But yeah, I just sent you that video of Lindsay, like when they both sat down and Lindsay was wasted. She was like, "What are you? What did she say? Oh my God, it was so wild."
Something about her wig or no?
It was that, yeah. But then she was like, "So what's going on?" It was just really obnoxious. And Carl with his stupid silver hair.
It reminded me of Cisco from the Thong Song and Drew Hill. Like back in the day when he used to do that to his hair.
How could I not remember Cisco and the Thong Song?
I liked it. I liked his weird silver hair. I'll take it. I liked all of them.
I'm glad it just wasn't dripping.
I liked Kyle dressed up like a conehead. I thought that was pretty great too.
Loved that.
Lindsay's costume was weird. I love Sierra as the alien. Like, she literally is,
yeah,
Patty Heron dressing up as the ex-wife. Like, yeah, she is that girl.
And they're weird. I cringed so hard when they tried to do that, like, beam me up moment, you know, and they're all shaking.
I know. What was that?
Yeah.
They tried to have a thing. I don't know. It would have been cute. They should have had, like, fireworks and stuff going off, you know, at the end or,
yeah,
I don't know, a light come down. I don't know. Anything.
No one got beamed up. It was very disappointing.
Right. And then they're, yeah, Lindsay's like, "Oh, my hair blew off and I got abducted." And
they're playing
nobody knew what the fuck actually happened.
With the pool sifter, like, weird and lame. But it did look fun, honestly.
I was gonna say that's probably like the least weird and lame part to me. Like, let's have them fun.
Limbo. Let's do limbo.
How low can you go?
Yeah.
I'm not doing the limbo, but I'll watch people do it for sure.
I know. Also, this was so set up with Sierra's manager or her agent, like, grilling West. I'm like, come on. We don't fall for shit like this anymore. Like, leave him alone. Like, I'm not surprised that they didn't last now with all the pressure that was, like, being put on them. To sleep together. Like, that was what the pressure was.
Right. Like, Wes, what are your intentions?
Yeah.
And Sierra, when are you guys going to do it?
Yeah.
But I do applaud Sierra for thinking, hey, I at least need to know how this dude, like, kind of feels about me before I'm just going to hook up with him. I don't understand why people don't do that.
Yeah. I've never gone that long with with, like, keeping a guy on hold for 6 weeks.
That's impressive.
It is.
And if he's not saying like, oh, you know, I want you to be my girlfriend, or I see if, I don't know, I get it.
No, I totally get her reasons. I
he's like, on camera forever.
That is true. I've never had a camera on me, so.
Yeah, like I might act a little differently.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And you can't sit around and pretend that like a fuckboy won't play the long game. We'll play the long game, so I don't blame her.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you guys catch Lindsay calling Gabby her space crow? I thought that was bizarre and almost like microaggressive in a way. I don't know. Yeah, there were a couple times. It was
really strange. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, and so basically they end with Carl and Lindsay talking about how she's not turned on by him because he's not crushing it, which like admittedly is not. So
he's not making balloons.
Yeah. He's not making balloon arches on the weekend.
Don't make me a balloon arch, Carl.
Yeah. No, this episode was fun in the fact that Kyle and Amanda were amazing. So like, we're like bipolar. Last episode was a shit show. This episode, Amanda goes out and everything's just fine again. You know?
Amazing. That's a stretch. But compared to usual, yeah.
I liked everyone going out together.
Me too.
I love it. I know. I don't like it when someone doesn't go, when someone like stays home.
Yeah, or like this separate, they do half at home, half out. Like, let's all go.
Exactly. Why are you in the Hamptons if you're not going to go out?
Right. No, I think it's been kind of fun to like see both.
Yeah.
Definitely the producers are like, hey, you guys are staying home and you guys are going out, because the groups kind of like make no sense.
I know.
But yeah, it's so smart to me because it's just fun to mix it up.
Maybe that is a producer plot to mix them up, possibly.
Yeah, I totally think it must be. And
yeah,
what I like about this season is that the fights stay within the weekend or whatever. I get so sick of these. It's like become such a theme. It just makes me want to bang my head into a wall. These housewives or any of these shows.
No.
Southern Charm. One long drama, if it's interesting enough, great. But otherwise, like, stop dragging your petty bullshit out through the whole season. Like, I don't care. Make it like explosive and fun and then makeup.
Yeah. You definitely didn't like the season of Lucy Lucy Apple Juicy of Beverly Hills then, because that was a whole season of drama.
That drug on.
That was the whole season.
And it's about a dog, y'all.
Anything more on Summer House?
I want to know why it took them so long to figure out that Danielle was a little nutty.
Because she wasn't focused on Paige and Craig yet.
It's so funny to me how it's okay now, or it was okay back then, because it was about Lindsay and Carl, and you know, Paige wasn't on great terms with Lindsay, so it was just like really easy for her to be like, you're right, you know, keep talking, Danielle, you've got a point, like, no. And now that it's Craig and Paige, she's like,
Paige is gonna eat her
I
up.
Totally understand what Lindsay went through. This is fucking stupid.
Paige is gonna read her for filth, so I think we see that next week. And good. I'm glad.
Did they film the reunion yet?
Okay. Andy was taking questions. I just saw on Twitter. So I feel like it's this week, like this coming week.
Oh, I can't wait. Ooh. Now.
I feel like he does that question survey like a couple weeks out, like maybe a week out. I'm excited.
Yeah, they have to gather all that
and,
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so the group is in Portugal right now. A couple of them. I think it's like Kyle, Amanda, Lindsay apparently has a new boyfriend. And Carl are in Portugal for a wedding.
Wait, Lindsay's there too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
With her new boyfriend. Oh, they would have the most explosive like fights ever. Her and Johnny Bananas, like they are way too alpha. Both of them are alpha.
I think that would work though. You gotta take someone who like pulls you down a peg, I guess. If you're Lindsay.
Imagine Lindsay as a beta.
No, I think that
she needs a beta.
No, oh my god, are you crazy? She has one on the show currently and it's not working for her.
No, I know. No, can you imagine Lindsay as the beta?
Oh
no, she could never.
Yeah,
no.
She could never. That woman is the pants. She doesn't just wear them. She
yeah, and it's
is
like a superpower. I love it.
She is the pants.
Although I feel like it's worth noting, and if any ladies listening, you know, if it benefits anyone, hopefully we all know better. But if this benefits anybody out there who may need to hear it, then yay. But I do think it is worth pointing out that all Carl really did was ask Lindsay, hey, what do you think about me going back with Loverboy, you know, with this non-alcoholic venture and promoting that or whatever. And that turned into Lindsay quickly just cycling through like long-term, past, present, everything all at once, as women can do. But it became like, I'm worried about the assets for my kids and you're a go-getter and blah, blah, blah. He just needs to know, do you support this or do you not support Loverboy? And she went. So to me, I think that was very telling.
He brought it up while she was blackout drunk, though. Like, do that, you know, when we're both sober.
It'll be your truest feelings.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but like...
Not all, yeah, I feel like Lindsay takes things and flips out on them, you know?
Yeah, I don't think alcohol is necessarily truth serum. I think if I feel you're like going to get emotional, it's crazy. Serum. Yeah, it's like crazy dramatic serum, at least for me.
Right, same.
But I just feel like... He just wanted to know, do you support this or do you not support this? And I mean, that's exhausting for him. He now still doesn't have an answer and now knows that he's still not living up to her expectations when all he said, is this a good idea?
Carl is confounded. I think he just wants to be a stay-at-home dad, honestly. I don't think he wants to be in the workforce. I really don't.
I don't think it's necessarily that, but like, if he's uneasy about something and he needs support, he needs someone to kind of like help push him along towards the right direction. Like,
yeah,
that wasn't it.
I know. So Malibu,
yes. In the valley this week, they all went to Malibu. Not everybody, girls. But the girls had a girls night in Malibu. And this
girls night.
Yeah, girls night. And it pretty much like took up the whole episode and I liked it.
And the boys had a pool party.
They did. Where, at Jax's house?
Yep, at Jax's house. Like, is Brittany's mom, like, we didn't see Cruz there. And, like, we didn't see Jax watching Cruz. So, like, is Brittany's mom just there watching Cruz, like, as their unofficial babysitter?
I think so. I mean, doesn't she, like, maybe she's just there to help.
She's there all the time.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably for filming or something because.
Yeah. I bet
she lives in Kentucky, right? So she can't really be there full time.
But suddenly she's there constantly. So
yeah, maybe just like the extra help.
Did you catch when they were cleaning up from, I guess they were just cleaning up the house. I don't think this was like after a party or something. But like Jax took a plunger to the sink. Like I was gonna vomit.
No, they do make a sink plunger. We've had to
seriously?
Use one. Yes.
Wait, but what about dish? What about garbage disposals?
Yeah, I think it's when that fails or when your pipes are like too clogged up for that or something. I don't even know.
Oh
I don't
my
know.
God. I was assuming that was from the toilet and I was vomiting.
No, I hope to God it was like a sink plunger.
I know.
And not a toilet one. Because I had the same thought, but I was like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jax and Brittany, they're a mess. He's like constantly ragging on her for being hungover.
Yeah, it starts pretty much with her in the car with Janet, right? And she's like, he said we can get drunk or whatever. And
right.
I don't know.
She took that as going balls to the wall when no one else really was.
But they took that, like they rewound it back to like, a week or two before, and it showed Jax like, if you want to be a mother, you know, right. You better act like it. Like, we're not having another baby. Like, but anyway, Brittany just really, I don't know. And then you show her on the way there, and she really does drink a lot. Like, bless her
heart. Seriously.
But I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, she's an alcoholic, but she definitely needs to let loose from Jax, I think, probably in all that pressure.
I agree. It's, I think that when you're going to those points of where you are trying to numb the pain and numb other parts of your life that is going wrong, I think she's in deep denial about that. And, you know, only the person can come to the conclusion that she's an alcoholic when, you know, things start to crumble in her life. I certainly would never want to be hungover when I'm watching a child. But, you know, I suppose if they have a ton of help, that maybe can, I don't know.
Yeah, if you have help, that's different. But Ross and I have had our moments where we have had to watch our little one a little hungover, and it is not fun. We usually just take shifts.
Oh.
Luckily, that doesn't happen too often, but it's, yeah, when it does happen, it's like a nightmare because toddlers love to run this way and that and do all the things. And they're very demanding and loud.
Cannot imagine. I really cannot.
And they love loud TV shows with lots of music and bright colors. It's like, God.
I've just learned about Bluey.
We love Bluey. Yes. Yes. The little one does watch Bluey. The older one likes Bluey. I mean, oh, really? I like Bluey.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so good. I just saw the wedding episode and I was like, hell yeah. I was very excited about it.
Oh, my God. I just learned about Bluey, so I have nothing to contribute. This won't be a Bluey podcast, but I mean, I think it's a cute little dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about a dog family and the dog neighbors and the dog city, you know?
Yeah.
And it's honestly, like Bluey's dad's like the best dad ever.
But apparently Bluey is a girl and Bingo is a girl. And that was like, a mystery before.
Yeah, I think that was just sort of
supposed to be ambiguous.
It was supposed to be like, shut the fuck up with your stupid blue, has to be for boys, pink, you know, it's like Bluey's a dog, she's a blue dog, so
right. Yeah,
yeah, I think that, I mean, they made a point of doing
it. They all have Australian accents because I didn't realize it was like an Australian show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
That's so funny because those are like hard accents to understand sometimes, so it's just funny that that's like a kids show with Australian accents.
It's honestly like so wholesome.
Yeah.
And relatable. Aww. Like it's funny for parents.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Like they fully show the kids being annoying and the parents thinking it's like cute and annoying. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's just very relatable, very cute. And
that sounds cute.
All the characters are like funny as hell. Yeah. It's precious.
Maybe I'll start watching Bluey.
Uh-huh. You should. You should. There was a big 30-minute wedding episode. It was great. I cried.
Oh. Okay. I was cackling when Kristen was like, this was, I guess, the night after her and Luke had that whole like rose petals and, you know, massage table set up for conception. And she was like, I feel really sick this morning, like thinking she got pregnant. Like the night.
Oh, my God. I thought that was hilarious. Like, oh, I already have morning sickness.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Honey, she could get it, but it wouldn't be for like a solid like 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. I mean.
It wouldn't be right after you went to Pound Town.
Pound Town. Good God.
Yeah, I'm very mature.
Well, also the editors with the sick burns of like Kristen saying she's an empath. And all of the Vanderpump Rules.
What was that, like a montage? They just went through her saying like,
suck a dick, Diana.
Yeah, I feel everybody's feelings. And,
right.
Yeah, suck a dick, Diana. And then what else did it show her do? She like fell off of a chair and said, don't interrupt me. And a couple other things. It was just perfect.
Her slapping James. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh my God, so funny. And Beth, get out of here, girl. So funny.
And I know that the editors just love doing that to her. Like anything that she says that really would like show progress in her on this show, they're just gonna tear her down and go back to Vanderpump Rules and take the footage showing that she is not what she says she has evolved to, you know?
I have a theory. I think that Kristen has been going to therapy and getting help, and they probably taught her about empathy. sort of like Erica Jane is supposed to be learning, yeah, you know, on her therapy episodes on Beverly Hills. I think Kristen is actually learning, like,
bravo.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you have to care about other people. So now she's like practicing empathy and really using that. And she's like, oh, I'm an empath.
Yeah. Like, I'm an empath now.
Girl, no, you're just finally starting to consider other people and their feelings.
Well, okay, but that is kind of a scary concept of when narcissists go to therapy and they learn tricks of how to pull the wool over other people's eyes in their sociopathic tendencies. Have you ever heard of that?
I have, and I don't think it's as, like, calculating as you would think.
I don't think these people are as sociopathic. Yeah, I just mean, like, actual sociopaths, like, learn their tricks from therapists.
I have heard that true, like, sociopaths, psychopaths, therapy can sometimes backfire because, right, yep, one, yeah, they gain self-awareness.
Yep.
And that could lead to, like, two split off things. The first problematic thing that could come from self-awareness, if you're a narcissist, like a, yeah, true diagnosable one, not just, like, you know,
right,
impressed with yourself like everybody else in the world.
Yeah.
Might be, if they're older, they tend to regret once they've learned what all they missed out on and how wrong that they have been.
Yeah.
They sort of regret, like, missing out on what they wanted. You know, some people really do feel bad. The other problematic conclusion that can come from getting self-awareness is that now you know how to control your tendencies more and learn how to be a little bit more manipulative.
Yeah.
A little bit
exactly
easier. And also, like, oh, if I feel it, other people feel this way. Yeah. You kind of start to learn. And then also they learn a lot of, like, therapeutic terms and will weaponize them against, like, their victim or their partner, whoever.
It's, you know, and I don't think a therapist necessarily can sniff that out in a narcissist or sociopath, but it's pretty crazy to think about. So Michelle and Brittany are just talking about how unhappy Michelle has been.
Oh, Michelle, speaking of narcissists.
So a lot of people, like, we're gonna, you know, we're kind of in this episode, they bounce back from the girls' night, girls' day to the pool party with the guys. And they're showing, like, you know, I forget if Jesse aware of the rumors of Michelle hanging out with the director?
Yeah. He is aware. I think he sees it as a potential sell, which is insane to me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. And Luke, I forget, he doesn't say it at the pool, but in the confessional, he's like, I know a secret that's probably about this director that's possibly.
And probably the same secrets that Kristen was saying.
Yes.
Don't, like, worry.
I'll protect your secret. Yep, exactly.
AKA stop fucking with me.
So the speculation is that this is either Michael Bay or Quentin Tarantino. And also a lot of people are speculating that, like, she's been acting like she's unhappy. Like, she's basically been checked out the entire time because she's having this affair with this director and maybe, like, came onto the show to get divorced, essentially, which some people do.
That does happen. And it's so that they have something for themselves.
I mean, Jesse is not some saint. Like, we can obviously empathize with Michelle that he became checked out after COVID and everything, you know, opened up and he just was off and left. So,
yeah, I think it's probably two selfish, self-absorbed people who married each other. And then once you have a kid, if you can't put all of your attention on each other, then it starts to become, like, a problem because there's a kid in the mix. You have to take care of them. So I don't know. I guess we'll see, TBD. But yeah, I mean, he is definitely no saint. You see the way he treats her. So she could have checked out, like, a year or two ago and just going through the motions.
She applied for an apartment like a year ago. It was preparing to break up, like, possibly before this show started airing, and maybe they got on the show and she was like, oh, I'll move back in.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you're right. I think she's probably, like, when women are done, like, we're honest to God done. Like, we've tried it all. Maybe she just decided, like, she's been done for a long time now and she has an opportunity to bounce out and she's going to take it.
Yeah, for sure. She's had an opportunity to dip out.
She's trying to dip out. This is pure speculation, by the way. But
yes. Yes. Our lawyers Our lawyers are here and ready to defend us that this is all speculation and protected by the First Amendment.
True that. Also, if anybody has any like insider info, feel free to let us know.
DM us. Yeah.
DM at Bravo Should Be Fun Podcast. You can find us on Instagram and I think just Instagram, but you'll find us there on Instagram and on Apple Podcasts.
That's all that matters. On Amazon. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Okay. So we also find out that Brittany, well, she's getting lit, taking shot after shot of just tequila.
Yeah, they played Truth or Dare.
Jenga. And she hasn't had sex for a month and a half, which is crazy. I mean,
and then she fully said, you know, Jax doesn't make her feel like attractive or desirable.
Yeah.
I thought that was sad.
He does. I mean, I'm assuming that means he is not pursuing her either, or he is not. But also, like, was that not? Didn't he admit in like early seasons of Vanderpump that like he was a sex addict, basically? I swear I thought that.
Was that like because of Laura Lee? Like, I don't remember.
Or like Vale, possibly. I feel like that.
Oh my God, I forgot about her.
Yeah. Laura Lee. Yeah. Well, there's that. Her too. I feel like there was like a sex addiction thing coming on. So he's getting it from somewhere. I feel like.
Didn't some pictures come out with his like PR public relations person or somebody?
Well, yeah, that was this week. Like he's had some appearance in Toronto at some like pizza joint. Like, I don't know. Jax is just ridiculous. I can't tell if he, I think he takes himself seriously, but I can't tell why. Cause like, does he not know that we all think he's a joke? Like he must not.
I think he knows. To me, he sort of seems almost somewhat in on the joke now.
But older. I don't know that he
I don't is. Think he was back in the day. Know.
I hope he does. Jax, if you're listening.
I don't know. Jax, if you're listening, DM us at Bravo Should Be Fun Podcast on Instagram.
But
like, we just want to know. Do you take yourself seriously?
Yeah. And all these pictures of him with his publicist, like kissing her cheek and like not, you know, they're all kinds of blind items. Like the person in Toronto.
It's not super like incriminating either.
Yeah, there's no smoking gun, but it's just.
But I don't think Jax ever stops like seeing other people, if I'm being honest.
No, yeah. I would not be shocked at all if that came out as him admitting to it.
The worst part to me was when Brittany was sitting there in her confessional and when she said Jax puts me down a lot, oh, my heart just sunk. My heart just sunk.
But like he did that when they were dating also. Like she literally thought that he would change when they got married. Oh yeah.
But it's one thing for that to just happen and you're still like, I stand by my man. It's quite another to have somebody sit on a couch and stare at the camera and say like, yeah, Jax puts me down a lot. And then you see like examples. Like that's tough. It's sad to hear.
Yeah.
I almost like it when our housewives and, you know, Bravo ladies are more delusional. And they're like, no, he loves me. He's obsessed with me. I don't know why he's leaving. You
know? I just don't know what to do with those two. So, yeah, she's extremely hungover in the morning, throwing up constantly, can't even drive home, is leaving bags of vomit in the driveway.
How much did you love that Kristen left all of her shit at the hotel?
Did she?
Yeah, like her wallet. I think it showed like her full wallet.
Why? Like I didn't even get that.
She's such a hot mess.
Yeah, that is hot mess express for sure. I guess that's not very surprising.
No.
I mean, for some reason, I see Kristen as like she has a big mouth. She gets herself into shit. But like I saw her as like she slightly had her shit together in terms of like, you know, she got a house at one point. You know, you have to like kind of have your shit together to do that type of stuff.
Right.
Like she doesn't strike me as like, I'm just gonna leave my wallet anywhere, you know? That's like another level of irresponsible and forgetful.
You know, well, I'm like, why did she need to like flee to go home? Like what was that home that she had to get to? Like were you that hungover? You needed like your bed.
Yeah.
And like your Zofran and your, you know, whatever it is that you need.
Right. I don't know.
But no, I just thought it was so messy, therefore so Kristen.
Did it also, like when Brittany got home and was talking to Jax, like it sounded like he was saying he was depressed, right? Like, is that how you took it? That he didn't want to have sex because he was depressed? He was talking about like when you're down up here, because he's talking about how much stuff he has going on.
Oh, yeah. He said, yeah, he says he's not necessarily depressed, but like
overwhelmed,
constantly thinking, too much going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily believe that.
No, I don't believe it. I've, you know, had many boyfriends before, and that's never been the excuse of like, oh, no, I don't want sex. You know, I'm just too busy.
Right. Said no man ever. I mean,
that's literally like their number one priority, that they drop anything for.
Seriously. They drop anything for anything.
I don't know that we have anything more in the valley. Should we pivot to Vanderpump for the, you know, couple for the sperm donor party? How could we forget?
Yeah. What happened before that?
The good, not good as gold. Apple's music video. I was going to say good as gold.
It was good as gold, right? She remade it.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, you're right.
She did one for good as gold. And then she said that her and the 27s are also, yeah, she talks about that and how the song lyric was about Rachel and Tom's.
Yeah. And that comes up later.
I like the new song. I thought it was fun.
I'm just so annoyed by Sheena that it's hard for me to like hear a good song. And like, I she's just like an ever present annoying Muppet voice in my ear, I feel like.
She was so nice this week too. I feel like she was so unproblematic, but
yeah, I mean, it really is just like she is like not letting the whole thing go and is kind of like keeping this ongoing. So, you know, I can agree with Sandoval on that one fact.
Yeah.
Also, I'm insulted by the fact that she's saying Jettas are bad in her song, because I am a proud owner of a white Jetta. So fuck you, Sheena.
Damn, girl. I had a black Jetta a while
Jettas now. Are hot girl cars. Thank you very much. I wouldn't want a Ferrari.
A Ferrari? Come on now.
Gross.
No.
I mean, I get what she was going for there, but, you know. Say something worse, like a PT Cruiser or, you know, a Subaru Outback.
Yeah.
Those are lame cars, not Jettas.
You can even say like a Honda, you know, Civic.
Honda Civic, even though that was used on Summer House when Alex called Austin a Honda Civic. But I digress.
I don't remember that. That's so funny.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
Or what's an even shittier car? I don't know.
Like, I mean, Volkswagens are not shitty cars.
No.
I stand by that. A shitty car, I mean, a Hyundai Santa Fe or like.
Oh, I wanted one of those and I couldn't afford it.
Really?
I'm not even joking. Like, I wound up going with a the car that you would. Yeah.
The new ones are like huge. They look like those Wagoneers.
It was, oh God. We got a rental car from Canada. Canada hooks it up. To Buffalo, yeah. And we only had it for like 2 hours, but we still had to get this rental car because I think it was like on Christmas Eve, and it was like a whole thing. We were coming back from Aruba, and I thought I was like getting punked, or like Ross was just being extra nice to me. They gave us a Jeep Grand Wagoneer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Ross, how long do we have this car? Like, let's keep it till, you know, like, as long as possible. And he's like, no, we got to get rid of it. You know, tomorrow's Christmas and don't be ridiculous. And I'm like, you're ruining Christmas. You're ruining it. How dare you get rid of my car?
Oh, I know. I mean, so also Kias have had a renaissance lately. Like a Kia would be a shittier car, I think. Like a lot of people are falling for all their bullshit with the Kia Tellurides. You know, they've gone on a whole brand mission. But like Kias really are shitty cars. So. Sheena, you should have said, you know, put Kia in your, don't besmirch the name of Jettas. They're beautiful German cars.
Yeah. What about a Toyota Camry? To me, that's like the most basic bitch car I can think of. Or a
Toyota Avalon. I mean, there's so many options.
I've never even heard of that.
I don't know if they even make it anymore. A Ford Taurus. How's that? How about a Ford Taurus?
You just had to go there. It's a Ford Taurus, didn't you?
This basically the common theme in this was the week that Bethany and Rachel's podcast came out. So, you know, Tom Sandoval is finally realizing that Rachel's not coming back to him and that she was never in love with him, basically. So she's been deprogrammed.
Yeah.
And Tom's feeling the fallout. And yeah, he wears a shirt that says dipped out.
Yeah. I just don't think it's cute to have to sneak around on your girlfriend and your girlfriend's friend or your friend. And is that really love? Like, I don't really feel right. like that's
it's love. It's the rush. It was infatuation.
That's lust. Yes, infatuation and lust.
Yeah.
I mean, get it together, people. I don't even think he's that upset. I think he just wants to like save face and look like he's so upset.
Feeling rejected. Now he hasn't.
Well, I don't even think he gives a shit, to be honest. I think that he's happy. Well, not happy about any of it. I think he might be a little sad, but I think, is he milking it? Yes. Raquel's not there to like refute this story about how, oh my God, I was so in love with her and I'm sad and she let me down. Now he can try to garner some sympathy back.
True. That is true. I mean, he is the ultimate victim. So
yeah. I did love how James called him out.
I know. I mean, that was just hilarious. Him being like, and I'm not going to open for you and your shitty band.
His band really is shitty.
I mean, damn right. I mean, James is like DJing at Coachella. Like, yeah, no shit. He's better than your stupid band.
That actually just made me very happy for DJ JK, because didn't he say on an episode or a while back that DJing at Coachella is like one of his big dreams or something?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's cute.
Aww. He got there. I felt bad when he was like crying to Allie about how like he wants to be married and have kids. And like, I don't think he was aware that she wasn't on that same page at all. And I still stand by the fact that I think she's using him to get on the show, which he did to Kristen. So
I mean, James has come a long way, but I thought it was surprising that he wants kids, given that he wants to be a DJ and bebop around the world.
True, but I think that's just like having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah, that's just like wanting to live.
Are able to do.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Allie, you take care of the kids. Can't imagine why she doesn't want him. He wants to go DJ all over the world.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to Ibiza while you're at home with babies shitting and throwing up on you. Have fun.
Also, I'm getting the feeling that Lala's sperm donation is a sponsorship by this cryobank. What do you think?
A sponsorship?
All we're seeing is that company name. Anytime they aren't blurring logos on these shows is product placement.
But she wouldn't have just decided to do this for sponsorship money.
No, but like she goes to them and says, we'll put your company on this show because this is going to be part of my story. And you'll get more revenue.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's got to be
pretty. I mean, it's insane now. Marketing is insane.
Yeah, they're sneaky.
Like, your baby is going to be sponsored.
I mean, I'm sure it's not hurting. Yeah, if anybody's name is going to be there, they're probably sponsoring somehow or whatever.
I mean, of sponsorships for women to be able to go get, you know, baby daddies, you know. That's a much more reputable, I mean, it's better than, you know, having Loverboy cans everywhere if we're like on the pyramid of, you know, product placement. So, you know, good for her. She's getting what she wants. And
yeah, makes sense. You guys weren't about that party. I totally was. I thought it was hilarious.
What do you mean? Wasn't about it.
The sperm donor party. Maybe it was just that Alex. Alex was like hating on it.
I thought it was, you know, it looked nice. I mean, the catering looked nice. I thought it was pretty funny. I think it would be cool to like go through all these people's profiles, like all the men.
I think so too. And have the closest people to you, like, you know, deciphering.
Yeah. I would want to see pictures of all the guys. I think that would be a way better part, to have everyone up on a board and like to be able to look at them.
I did love how, I forget who it was, but they read one profile and like sussed out like, this dude was in a hurry and wasn't trying. He doesn't care. And, you know, it's like, next. And then when they decided on one, I'm not going to lie, I was like, oh, that is so wonderful.
Was it the tall one?
That it was so sweet. Yeah, they chose number one, whoever that was.
Right.
I just loved that moment, and she was so happy, and everybody was like, yay.
I know. Yeah.
It's a little crazy, but I feel like it, that part was so sweet. I loved it.
It is kind of crazy that we hear so much of her talking about, like, how much she loves to be a mom. We just don't get to see her ever be a mom because the kid can't be on the show. So, like, if this show does keep going on, she'll have the kid. You know, it'll be, I guess it should be due, what, in the fall? So that'll be pretty wild to actually see her with a baby.
Right? I know.
Yeah. And also this Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz living together. I actually, the part that I loved is hearing how much they pay for, like, rent, also in, like, a mortgage.
Yeah. I don't know if I even noticed, like, the mortgage part, but just that.
Well, their mortgage, Ariana's and Tom's house, would be a $12,000 monthly mortgage.
Oh, and my God. Tom
was saying that he rents for
$4,500.
Like, that shitty apartment is $4,500.
Right.
In the valley.
That's what kind of, like, annoys me when they show, like, James Kennedy's house, like, with, they always show with a flight path or whatever. I'm sorry. That was, like, $1 million home or more.
Yeah. Yep. That's LA for you. What else happened after pin the sperm on the vagina? That's, you know, never thought those words would ever come out of my mouth.
I know, but now that they have, how do you feel?
I feel like a changed woman, truly. And then this whole, like, dust up at Tom Tom with Allie. Allie, like, she kind of is, like, kind of a sniper from the side, where she just is like, yeah, you did tell me that you thought Katie was miserable. I mean, like, they showed the clip.
Yeah, who did?
Allie just has, like, no, she's, like, not able, they're not bullying her at all. Like, she's not backing down. Like, she has this sort of strength about her where she doesn't appear to be scared of them at all.
Yeah, she seems, like, sweet, but still holds her own. And she's not involved in the drama, but she's close enough to it.
Right. Exactly.
That she can call people out.
Yeah, whatever. Lala did it. Lala said that Katie was miserable. I don't get what this fight is about. I mean, this season is definitely, like, on the boring side. I'll admit that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the best one ever.
No.
But I still have faith. Everything can change within one episode. You just never know.
Yeah, well, and of course they hyped up the reunion of, I mean, I would love to see Ariana and Lala go at it, because they're, you know, two formidable opponents, just the way, like, Katie and Lala are also.
Yeah.
So
they really can't call each other on their bullshit.
Yeah, right. Well, and then Lala's, like, on this warpath now of just, like, going to every outlet she can and calling people out.
See, I haven't even seen any of that, but I believe you.
It's just, like, her on her, it's mostly her on her podcast for the most part. I don't think there actually has been a ton of additional. It's just, like, little snippets keep getting clipped from each podcast that she does, just, like, calling different people out. So, you know.
Interesting.
So, also, we just had the third part of Potomac. Nothing really happened there aside from Gordon admitting that he has, I want to say it was bipolar 2. That was the big cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Any thoughts of yours for wrapping up the boringest season of Potomac ever?
I'm not going to lie to you. I still haven't watched it because I'm just not. I was going to, but then I saw the bipolar news online and I was like, oh, well, you know, at least Gordon, like, admitted it. That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else who would. I don't know that that makes any of their situation any better. But
I mean, I kind of love that Mia's like, I'm going to take care of him until, you know, however long I can. I kind of love that.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
But, you know, they're going to do what they want to do in their unconventional situation. I mean, Mia's apparently engaged after still being married to Gordon. So who knows? Seems like it's just free reign over there in Potomac land.
And none of them seem to mind. Strange.
Right. Strange. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. And then also there's the rogue comment of, like, Ashley saying she rubbed Michael's feet every night, and she's now gonna be going towards divorce proceedings because she realized they're in a bad cycle. Like, there's obviously a major shakeup happening in Potomac next year with Robin being out NECA being out, which, you know, wasn't surprising. Candace being out is really like, I'm sad to see her go.
I know.
I'd love to see her be pregnant.
Lover or hater, she is so funny.
I used to not like her at all. Now I love her and I want her back. And I want Giselle gone.
My friend Adriana, hi Adriana, she still does not like her. And I'm okay with that. But I just feel like poor Adriana is missing out on all the funny one-liners and mean reads that Candace has. It's so funny. You don't have to like her, but man, she can dig. She's can stab you right where it hurts.
Exactly. All right. Well, anything else we have for this week?
I don't think so. Martha's Vineyard, but that was so uneventful. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. I don't remember what even happened, honestly. I'm just kind of enjoying the vibes. You know, I kind of just tune in and I watch little Milo run around and I love him. And I make sure he's safe every week.
Yep.
What did he did have some cute, like, little detective, like, outfit on, I think, last time. He was dressed like Sherlock Holmes.
He was. I love that, Milo.
Oh, my God. I need a doctor in my life. I know.
Okay, guys. Let's start a GoFundMe to get Liz a dachshund.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We will catch you next week. Please catch us on Instagram, Bravo Should Be Fun Podcast, and like, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.